What did we know before these memos were released about the interrogation tactics?
Well, we knew that some tactics, including waterboarding, which some critics have likened to torture, had been practiced on at least one and possibly as many as three terrorism suspects after 9/11. But we did not know the full range of options available for interrogators from the CIA until yesterday. And yesterday we got a couple of new details that were disturbing to some in the civil rights community, including the fact that authorities had considered and even won legal permission to insert a bug into a small confined box where one of the detainees was held. They were going to try to exploit his fear of insects
mm-hmm.
by putting a bug in the cell and telling him it would sting him, whereas they were just going to use a rather harmless insect like a caterpillar. That
right.
was sort of alarming. And we also learned more details about a practice called walling, which involved rolling up a towel, putting it behind a suspect's neck, and erecting sort of a fake or a phony wall and banging the suspect's shoulder blades against the wall, sometimes as many as 20 to 30 times.
Hmm. And do we have any insight as to why the Obama administration decided to release these memos? Because there's been a lot of discussion even about that.
Yes, there was apparently a lot of fierce debate within the Obama administration about this in the last several weeks. The Justice Department, led by Attorney General Eric Holder and White House Counsel Greg Craig, were arguing for a full release or a near full release of all four of these memos, whereas some members of the intelligence community, including CIA Director Leon Panetta and some others, were more alarmed by the consequences or the possible consequences of the release of these memos. So there was a lot of back and forth. Ultimately, the president sided with advocates for more information rather than less, and that produced some startling revelations. Yesterday.
And the other issue, the other component of this is what happens to the people who were engaged in this kind of interrogation. And we know, of course, now that CIA officers won't be punished for that. Give us the full story behind that, though, and talk about any nuances there.
Oh, thank you so much for bringing that up, because there are, in fact, some nuances. The wording of the president's statement yesterday was actually quite careful, and he limited his, in essence, legal immunity to CIA operatives who followed legal advice, which they believed was reasonable at the time. That leaves open the door for possible prosecution of CIA operatives who may have gone beyond what the Justice Department and the Bush administration blessed in terms of tactics and sometimes harsh interrogation practices. It also does not speak to what may happen to Bush administration lawyers who drafted the legal guidance or higher-level administration officials.
Is there any discussion about, well, I know there is. Give us a sense as to the discussions about, okay, if you're not going to do this, how are you going to, I mean, we're still talking to a lot of bad guys and taking them in. How do we get information from them other than, you know, just saying, okay, tell us what you know, and they don't. I mean, there's still this sort of debate going on, it seems, about whether these tactics should be used at all.
That's exactly right. The president and Attorney General Holder have both said they do not intend to use any of the tactics that were mentioned in the documents yesterday. As for what will be available moving forward, there's a high-level multi-agency government task force examining this issue right now. Only a few days after he took office, President Obama issued an executive order directing authorities within his government to take about 6 months or so, 180 days, to examine possible other strategies for interrogation. And until that time, government officials have said that interrogators will follow the code of military justice, which does prevent practices likened to torture.
And I know that the Congress actually passed a law. And is there a conflict in, I mean, how didn't the law basically say don't do this? And it seems like they did it anyway.
I think the law, and I'm not entirely
right. We're not lawyers, so
right. I think the law came after some of these tactics
okay.
Were used. Remember that the memos released yesterday were issued between 2002 and 2005, and they were responding. The Justice Department lawyers who drafted the memos to specific questions regarding specific detainees in many cases that CIA lawyers had brought to their attention.
Terry,
so these memos are supposedly carefully crafted to those and tailored to those particular situations.